Coming up on KUCB News, the City of Unalaska has adopted an emergency ordinance to appropriate funds to pay for chartered flights to and from Unalaska. And a Raider swimmer qualifies for Alaska's state swim meet. Stay tuned. Programming on KUCB is made possible by Redfish Electronics, now providing new, used, and refurbished computers, tablets, iPods, MP3s, phones, phone accessories, and flat screens. We also carry external hard drives for your digital storage needs. Redfish Electronics is located in the airport parking lot next to Northport Rentals. Redfish Electronics can be reached at 359-2205. Good afternoon. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM in Unalaska. I'm Lauren Adams, filling in for Hope McKenney, who's stuck in Anchorage due to travel delays. Here's some local news for Tuesday, November 5th, 2019. The City of Unalaska has adopted an emergency ordinance to appropriate funds from the fiscal year 2020 budget to pay for chartered flights to and from the island. KUCB's Hope McKenney reports that in the wake of the fatal Pan Air plane crash in Unalaska last month, residents are desperate to fly.
The city approved a nearly $300,000 budget amendment to pay for charters, insurance, and related legal fees. This after the city declared a local emergency over the community's lack of commercial air service late last month. In a city council meeting on Friday, City Manager Aaron Reinders said the city is taking on the complicated and expensive chartering process so individual Unalaskans don't have to.
So as part of that, we also have entered into an agreement with Raven for up to three charters a week for the next 3 weeks. Each charter will cost $26,000 and will be prepaid by the City of Unalaska.
The city initially chartered flights that will cost $600 per passenger between Anchorage and Unalaska for Monday and Wednesday of this week, in the hopes that commercial flights will still resume on Friday, November 8th.
So if we foresee that not happening, then we'll go ahead and start up another charter.
In the meeting, community members said they need the city and airlines to figure out a solution quickly. Father Yvonne Buriskin said he's desperate to get off the island in the wake of a death in his family.
We can't wait for the 8th. We got to get out. And I just hope that the airline is trying to, really push forward and trying to help as much as they can and trying to do what they can for us as a community. Because I'm certainly feeling the pressure with the death of a family member now. And I'm trying to get out as soon as possible.
Unalaska resident June McLashen said community members not only need flights to travel for work and vacation, but also important medical appointments.
I work at the Unalaska Wellness Center, and I have like four elders that need to fly out before the 17th to make appointments. And with elders, they're tricky because, they get sick fast, and we want to not have them be medevaced out versus sending them out.
However, the flights themselves aren't the only concern at this point. While the city approved two charters for this week, Monday's flight was grounded due to weather.
8171 service into Dutch Harbor. We will continue to be on that weather hold. We'll have another update for you at 8:45.
Dental assistant Brooke Crow from Kodiak was on the 7 a.m. city charter that left Anchorage, landed in King Salmon, and turned back around. She says she was originally scheduled to fly out to Unalaska on the 18th of last month, a day after the fatal plane crash. Monday was the soonest she could get on a chartered flight.
It's frustrating because I need to go to work when we have patients that need us. It's unfortunate. It's really sad. The whole situation is really sad. We have a volleyball team right here behind us, and the student government, and a dive team, a swim team that's been trying to get home for a while, too. So everybody's out of sorts right now.
The city council is set to look at a long-term solution to air travel to and from Unalaska at its November 12th meeting. Reporting from Ted Stevens, Anchorage International Airport, I'm Hope McKenney.
Alaska Airlines announced late last night that it will be extending the cancellation of commercial flights between Anchorage and Dutch Harbor through November 15th, the airline said on their website, quote, "This extra time will allow our guests to make any necessary changes to their travel arrangements," end quote. KUCB also received word from the city manager's office this morning that they have added a flight this week on November 7th. You can find more information on the city's charter program on our website at kucb.org. Just scroll down to the Talk of the Town section. Over the weekend, the Unalaska High School swim team traveled to Kenai for the regional championship. Athletes from Kenai, Soldotna, Kodiak, Homer, and Unalaska High Schools participated in the meet. The entire Raider team did well, according to Coach Aaron Reinders, with many athletes beating their personal records. Sophomore Shane Morris qualified for state with a time of 57.54 seconds in the 100-meter butterfly event. Right now, that time is the 16th fastest in the state. Morris also beat the UCSD record for the 100-meter butterfly. Morris will compete in the state meet at Bartlett High School in Anchorage this weekend. Now taking a look at the community calendar, there's a drop-in flu vaccine clinic on Thursday starting at 2:30 p.m. at the clinic. This is a great opportunity to get your flu shot without an appointment. IFHS is hoping to get as many people vaccinated as possible during the event. For details, 581-1202. APIA's Community Action Group will meet again at the Alexandria House on Thursday starting at 6 p.m. This is an opportunity to share your concerns and ideas about substance misuse in the community. And then there's a fall coffee house sponsored by the Aleutian Arts Council on Friday, November 8th. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. at the Burma Road Chapel. You can find these events and more on our website at kucb.org. Just click on the community calendar link. And that's the news from Unalaska. I'm Lauren Adams, and you're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. You can find us online at kucb.org. Stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts.